FBI launches coordinated raids on a number of hedge funds.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The wide-ranging insider trading investigation that's been unfolding for the last few days has gotten physical. FBI agents have seized documents during coordinated raids at different hedge funds in New York, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. Our Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale has been covering this story for us, and he's with us now live. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So what's the FBI looking for in these raids?
Well, this is a three-year-old investigation into the trafficking of corporate secrets, the kind of information that can move markets. Investigators have discovered that there's a growing number of professional groups who get inside tips and then sell them to hedge fund and mutual fund managers.
And are we expecting more raids here?
Absolutely. This investigation is still ongoing. It's been going on in secret, but over the weekend, the Wall Street Journal began revealing some of the details. So agents are now moving quickly to make sure that documents aren't destroyed and suspects don't flee.
John, why are the federal investigators cracking down on this right now?
Well, in part, it's the growing number of these groups that are buying and selling inside information, but there may also be a link to the financial crisis. Investigators who went through the debris of the bank failures and the bailouts reportedly discovered evidence that some traders were leaking secret information to the public when it gave them a financial advantage. Just a sign of how big this could become, those strategic leakers might include some of the nation's leading investment banks, including Goldman Sachs.
That would be interesting. Marketplace's John Dimsdale in Washington. Thanks.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Well, Sarah Palin's new book comes out today. It's called America by Heart, Reflections on Family, Faith, and Flag. Many people are speculating that the book is the beginning of a presidential campaign, but Brand Palin is already winning votes, or should I say dollars. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
It's a bull market for the Mama Grizzly. Since quitting her job as Alaska's governor, Sarah Palin has been getting $100,000 speaking fees. Her first book deal was reportedly worth $7 million. She's got a million-dollar contract with Fox. And her new show, Sarah Palin's Alaska, is a monster hit and apparently paying her a monster sum, $250,000 an episode.
This was flipping fun. I'd rather be doing this than in some stuffy old political office. I'd rather be out here being free.
All told, Palin is earning about $10 million a year. Brand strategist Jeff Gregory says the reason she's such a big earner is that her brand really resonates.
You want to get mad at Washington? You're with Sarah Palin. You want to get upset over increased taxes? You get mad with Sarah Palin. She can be a little hokey sometimes, but that's what she does. She does it very well.
Could Palin take the White House? Gregory says even if she tries and fails, it will enhance her brand. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Markets are down in London and Paris right now as investors wonder whether Ireland's debt problems will spread to other European countries. In Asia, a mixed bag today after reports of a North Korean attack on a South Korean island. Today, we'll get a revised figure from Washington on how fast the U.S. economy grew in the third quarter. Analysts are expecting it will be higher than the initial estimate of 2%. And on Wall Street yesterday, the Dow dropped 24 points to close at 11,178.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Toyota. Toyota is sharing technology and ideas for a better world. Learn more at toyota.com/ideas for good. By The Economist, covering worldwide news and ideas and the connections between them. On newsstands, The Economist Online, and now on iPhone and iPad. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE.
If you want to market your product or service, typically you hire an ad writer. But what if you want to market yourself on, say, a dating website? Well, it turns out you can hire someone to write that kind of ad for you, too. Marketplace's Sean Cole has our story.
My friend Kathleen Goldhar has been internet dating for a few years now. She's a journalist living in Toronto, and her dating profile starts like this.
I'm looking for someone who has a cynical bone in their body but still loves the act of living. I'd like to meet somebody who sees past the BS, but in a good way and has a
Kathleen's had some success online, but right now she's still single. So I had her read her profile to Kate Houston, a marketing expert in Vancouver who hires herself out as a kind of dating site Cyrano de Bergerac. Here's part of what she said to Kathleen.
Your first paragraph is all about what you want. And from an advertising point of view, you're not telling me why I should be attracted to you.
The operative phrase here being from an advertising point of view. Houston's been in traditional advertising for about 20 years. And about a year and a half ago, she decided to apply her skills to the online dating world.
Because I was online dating and I kept in my mind correcting everybody and thinking, why didn't he just put that sentence up there?
And thus, a business was born. Try sweettalk.com. For $20, she'll give you tips on transforming your profile. For $80, she'll just write the thing for you, as she has for more than 100 clients so far.
You need to do more than just write your profile. You have to market yourself in your profile.
What's the difference?
The difference is that you know what to pick, where to put it, you know your market, you know your environment.
Just like if you were selling toothpaste. In fact, Houston says writing profiles isn't too different from her other work.
I'm always considering the competition. I'm always writing in a way that will attract the end user.
And that tries to target the right demographic, which is a lesson that my buddy Kathleen needed to hear.
You know, I sometimes worry, do I scare guys off because I sound too smart? Do I sound too hard-ass?
Actually, may I address something there?
Sure.
That's actually a really good marketing technique. It's important to turn some people off.
In order to turn the right people on. Kathleen took Houston's advice, and it's helped. Last week, she successfully marketed herself to a very cute graphic designer. In Toronto, I'm Sean Cole for Marketplace.
And finally, a strange tale courtesy of the San Francisco Chronicle. A man was rescued on Monday after being stranded on an island where he survived for 5 days on vitamins and native plants. Well, turns out he had a cell phone with him, which he didn't use. He says he didn't want taxpayers to foot the bill for a Coast Guard rescue. By the way, the Coast Guard did end up rescuing him after he called one of his friends, and his friend called the Coast Guard. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Online shopping is par for the course these days, but do you really want to buy stuff like bathing suits and jeans without trying them on?
The vintage indigo probably is the middle of the road.
Okay.
And, you know, the rinsed is really dark.
I'm Tess Vigeland. Retailers are using video chat to make online clothes shopping a little more user-friendly. That story's next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.